Well, sisters and brothers, compañeras y compañeros, bienvenidos. My name is Bill Saunders. I'm the president of the Vancouver District Labor Council, and I'm also a member of the Cuban-Canadian Friendship Association, so I'd like to welcome you here tonight to our public meeting. We have with us here our soon-to-be-departing ambassador to Canada, Carlos Fernandez de Cosio, and he's been a good friend out here. He's been out to visit us, I think, four or five times. Not exactly sure, but it's been frequent, and we've got to know him quite well. He's a very articulate, very thoughtful, and very well-informed individual about the situation in Cuba, so I think you'll enjoy what he has to say tonight. Of course, we find ourselves in an extremely important period of time. I think most of you realize that. That's why you've come here tonight, I'm sure. We know this is a crucial point in history. The United States is in a situation that we've seldom seen in this world, where they pretty much dominate the military situation. I'm not sure they dominate the political situation, however. There's quite a bit of opposition to them. There's quite a lot of criticism of their policies. But we do know what they are capable of doing. And it is very, very difficult to prevent that from happening. And that's a difficult situation for lots of countries, including Canada. It is a particular difficulty for the people of Cuba, however, because they have been victimized by the government of the United States for 45 years. And they've never been able to be beaten by the United States militarily or any other way. That's an interesting point. But certainly the United States never gives up on that project. And I think we're in a very critical period of time when that situation may be becoming more dramatic and more acute. So right now, I think Cuba needs a lot of support. It needs political support, needs material support, and we've got to do the best that we can to deliver that kind of support. I'm happy to say on behalf of the labor movement that we've taken a pretty good and unequivocal stand on the issue, and I'd like to read to you, if I may, a letter that was issued on June the 2nd by Ken Giorgetti, the president of the Canadian Labor Congress. It's addressed to Paul Martin, the Prime Minister of Canada. It says, "Dear Mr. Prime Minister, on behalf of the 3 million working men and women affiliated to the Canadian Labor Congress, I write to urge you to clearly condemn the recent hostile measures taken by the U.S. government against Cuba and to use every opportunity to express concern to the U.S. government about the impact and legality of the new measures. The new measures recently announced seek to strengthen and deepen the failed policies of economic embargo of the past four decades. The Cuban people have withstood the ill effects of the U.S. blockade on their island and have built what many consider to be outstanding improvements in social indicators such as health, literacy, and education, and made social gains unrivaled in the developing world. These latest repugnant measures by the U.S. government will not succeed either, but they will bring more suffering and hardship to the people of Cuba. These new measures, as proposed by the U.S. government's so-called Commission for Assistance to a Free Cuba, include giving $59 million to try to destabilize Cuban society, to train personnel to do so, to intensify misinformation about Cuba, including the use of military aircraft for radio broadcasting, all activities aimed at curbing growing tourism to the country and increasing the day-to-day hardships in life for ordinary Cubans. As well, Cuban Americans residing in the United States are being subjected to further restrictions to their contacts with their families in Cuba. Also, persons of third countries may be subject to arbitrary charges and arrest in the United States for having invested in Cuba. In the case of Canadians, this is a flagrant contravention of the order of the Attorney General of Canada made under the Foreign Extraterritorial Measures Act, which prohibits Canadian corporations from complying with the extraterritorial measures of the Helms-Burton Act. We urge you, Mr. Prime Minister, to immediately reject in the strongest possible terms any perceived compliance or acquiescence by your government in any of these draconian measures designed to hasten regime change in Cuba. It is up to the Cuban people to determine their own future. Self-determination is a human right, and we would expect the Canadian government to uphold this Canadian value. We would also expect the Canadian government to uphold the principle of sovereignty of nations, especially in the face of the hypocrisy of well-known recent violations of democratic principles committed by the United States government in Iraq, Haiti, and in Venezuela. Canadian workers support Canada's independent policy of many years towards Cuba and strongly encourage Canada to continue to seek ways to open spaces for contact between the peoples of our two countries. We believe that this is the most positive way to work with Cuban counterparts on the challenges they face with regards to human rights, use of capital punishment, and reconciliation. We as Canadians must roundly condemn and reject this latest illegal and inhumane U.S. government interference in Cuban affairs, affirm the internationally recognized right to the self-determination of countries, and proudly proclaim our independence and sovereignty in pursuing a foreign policy that continues to maintain and develop our friendly relations with Cuba. Sincerely, Kenneth Giorgetti, President of the Canadian Labour Congress. I think that's a very good and strong and clear position on the part of the Canadian labour movement. It's one that we haven't seen all that often, but I think this is the kind of situation where the situation is clear. And we really do know what side we stand on. We really do know what has to be done. But I think we need to hear a little bit more from the Cuban ambassador. We never have all the information, and we can always learn from our brothers and sisters internationally. But first, I'd like to introduce someone I'm sure many of you know. He's a good friend of mine. He's part of the new civic government that we have in the city of Vancouver, our new Cope government, which is making lots of good changes and which has a very good progressive policy here and a very good international outlook, by the way, for our city. We're having an international peace conference scheduled in 2006 in the city of Vancouver, and that's being sponsored by the city of Vancouver. Brother Tim Lewis has recently been to El Salvador, was down there for the elections, and is establishing relations between cities. So there's lots of good things. At almost all the international meetings I'm at, my brother Tim Lewis is at as well. We actually are working up a comedy act between the two of us. It's not quite finished yet, so I can't let you see it tonight. But I am very, very proud and pleased to introduce Councillor Tim Lewis from the City of Vancouver.